Secretary Vilsack back in Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was back in Tennessee just over a month from his previous visit to promote the president's health care plan. This time, he joined several fourth-grade students at Amqui Elementary in Madison to watch the president's speech live on education and talk with students about the importance of working hard, setting educational goals, and taking responsibility for their education.
And for him to tie connecting duty to country with duty to self, I think was very, very important. We often talk about duty to country in terms of the military. All of us have a responsibility to our country. And these youngsters today heard from the president their responsibility is to be the very best student they can be.
Secretary Vilsack's visit to Amqui Elementary is a result of the school being one of the top performing schools in the state based on its value-added assessment performance. And he spoke about the importance of getting rural schools and communities better equipped with technology.
It's one of the reasons why the USDA is so involved in expanding broadband access to remote rural areas so that we can bring distance learning opportunities so those youngsters aren't put at a disadvantage, don't feel that they're being left behind.
Another issue the secretary brought up was the importance of getting the media and the general public to call it the H1N1 virus and not swine flu.
Behind every single one of those mischaracterizations of the flu, there's a farm family that's struggling mightily. Pork prices have been in decline for 22 out of the last 24 months. They're now well below the cost of production. And every time that phrase swine flu is repeated, folks in schools across the country get a little nervous about purchasing pork, even though there's no connection. And so it actually hurts people in their pocketbook.
Secretary Vilsack also praised Amqui Elementary's work to make healthy changes in school meals, provide nutrition education programs, and promote physical activity. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.